Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
It's the Bill and Jessica Show. Bill Big Johnson. So, a lot of local stories going on, and we were just talking off the air about one biggie. You know, they're talking about, and this is just talk.
Just talk.
Nothing has been like definite. We don't know if it's ever going to happen. A lot of people voicing their opinions on it. There was a county commissioner who proposed Worcester County Commissioner, who proposed combining Snow Hill
and
Pocomoke school districts.
Yep. I think it's crazy. I mean, I know they're talking about money situation, but it's kind of like one of those things where they've been separated for so long. And there's so much school pride in each one of those. And for those communities, I think it would hurt those communities if you did that.
Okay.
That's my biggest thing is the community itself. What would you name the school? What the impact would be? I think that certain situations, you got to look more than just about the money. It's about the building community, because the upfront money would be crazy, like you said. But I just think it's just the community thing. Myself, it would hurt the community, because it'd be like taking, you know, Y and Parkside and putting them together, or taking Mardella and putting them with, you know, Bennett or something crazy like that. So it's kind of like you build the community backs their schools, you know.
Well, because in Salisbury, you know, you have, you know, Parkside, you have Bennett. And they're all like, they're right next to each other.
Literally right next
to each other. And then you have, you know, Y High over by the Civic Center, closer to the Civic Center. But you have like the, you know, a bunch of different schools in Salisbury.
Exactly.
You know, because there's so many people, it's a population.
The population, yeah. Yeah.
And I know that a lot of the kids that go to Parkside, you know, they come from Pittsville area as well.
Yeah, Pittsville, Willards, those areas.
Yeah, Willards, you know. But as far as now, and not all, but that's where, you know, some of the, that's where they go. They would go to Parkside. And I don't know. I don't do a lot of fact checking. I don't know all the different locations, the districting, as far as, you know, Wicomico goes. But in Snow Hill, I know Snow Hill has a smaller, much smaller population than like Berlin, you know, area, Berlin, Ocean City. So Snow Hill, I didn't even realize, you know, that they were a lot smaller than I thought. Like when, you know, we started going down there and Bryce playing football and all that, I didn't realize how small Snow Hill was, like the school, the amount of kids who go to the school.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many kids are in Pocomoke schools.
Yeah.
So, but again, a Worcester County commissioner has brought it up. I don't know if he's proposed it. I don't know if, you know, again, I don't do all the fact checking. But there's been talk, and there was an article in a local, you know, media outlet saying that it's been brought up, the talk about combining the two school districts, Pocomoke and Snow Hill. Yep. So what would that mean? Like, everybody go to like a central location in the middle? Like you go to one school, like there's a high school, one high school, and then, you know.
Well, that's the thing. How would that work? Because you got high schools, you got middle schools, you got elementary schools, you know. So it's kind of like the logistics of it, the funding, everything goes into it. And you're talking two schools that, you know, Worcester County as a whole just put money into rebuilding or building onto those schools. So it's kind of like a thing like, how would that work?
If anybody in those areas, what do you guys think? Anybody in Worcester County, anybody Snow Hill, Pocomoke, you know, let us know what you guys think. 302-858-5117. I mean, what if?
Yeah.
You just think about it. Like, they're talking about it saving money.
Yeah.
In the long run.
Yeah.
But will it?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it will.
It will.
But it's going to be an expensive. I mean, in my personal opinion, again, I don't know all the logistics. I don't do all the fact checking. But I would think it would be an expensive, like, switchover. So what do? You just have one. So, and I, again, I'm a sports guy. So let's just think on sports.
Yeah.
So what do you have? One football team?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing.
Now you got one basketball team now? Yeah. So what do? You combine. Is that going to hurt the kids? Is that going to give kids less chances?
Yeah.
You know, to play these sports? I mean, again,
when it comes to Pocomoke,
what's the first year going to look like? Where's the school going to be? Like, there's so much to, it's such a big thing.
Well, you know now, for Pocomoke and Snow Hill, if a kid from Pocomoke wants to play football, they can go play football at Snow Hill.
They can.
The only crazy thing would kind of be sports wise, combined wise, would be crazy. Would be, you know, like the field hockey, which Pocomoke is a perennial powerhouse with that. Then you have basketball, which is, there are two good basketball teams. Both of them are. Baseball. I don't hear much about Pocomoke in baseball, but I know Snow has a really good baseball team all the time. So it's kind of like, sport-wise, I think that would be...
Okay, other than football, though. Yeah, like basketball. Like,
yeah, that would be the biggest thing, is that kind, those kind of sports. And just, there's also a big rivalry in those, you know, types of sports.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Putting those kids in the same school, it would take away from a lot of that stuff. And what kind of problems would that... what they bring up, you know, like, it's easy to say, hey, let's do this, but I don't know what kind of problems that would actually bring into the situation. Because for me, I think it would be problems. It would bring problems. I don't think it's fair to those communities if that were to happen.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Talking about combining, you know, Snow Hill and Pocomoke. And again, it's just a Worcester County commissioner brought that up.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It'd just be weird.
Yeah.
It'd just be weird to me.
Yeah.
This is an outsider looking in.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully he doesn't, you know, grow legs and get to running and taking off. And it's something that comes to fruition, because, I don't know, I don't live in Snow Hill, nor I live in Pocomoke.
Me neither. I think it would be a fight, though.
Yeah.
It'd be a battle. People wouldn't want to do it. So, but I don't know. It's just, again, I know that they may be smaller communities than like the Berlin Ocean City area, you know, but. Like, they are great communities, and they do have their own, like, niche.
Yeah.
You know, they do have their own thing.
Yep.
Like, shout out to Snow Hill. You know, we love you guys down in Snow Hill. And they do have, like, their own, they have great, and again, I'm a sports guy, so I think right away the basketball team. I think right away the football team. I think right away, you know, the sports stuff. But I'm sure people, you know, who are, like, serious about, you know, this talk, this topic, and doing stuff, are like, yeah, but you got to save the money, and, you know, like... Okay, you're going to have just like one group of buses go to one central location? Like, somebody from Snow Hill is going to go to, like, all the way down? Like, how far is Snow Hill from Pocomoke? Like, what is the...
I think, 15 miles? I don't think it's that far.
How far is... I'm going to type it in. It is Snow Hill from Pocomoke. Let's see. Snow Hill is 18 minutes, 13 miles. Okay, so I don't know. It says public transportation, 38 minutes. So what does that mean? But that's a bus, right?
That's a bus. That's like a
38 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's like the
Worcester
County ride that goes to like different location, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. So also what? School bus.
School bus is true.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Okay. So 18 minutes. Split that in half. If you just put it in a central location, like, how is all this going to work? There's so much.
There's so much to it.
You know what I'm saying?
There's so much to it.
513 texting in, doesn't seem logical.
Yeah, it don't.
I don't know. Again, it was brought up by a county commissioner. We saw the story.
Yeah.
It's been the talk.
It's been talks. But it's again one of those things where if you are in those communities, or if you're not even in those communities, if you know, and this goes with any topic that you're concerned about.
Yeah.
I got a little secret. It does better if you go to those meetings than posting it on Facebook.
Because that's no fun.
Because, like, you know, like, if you're really concerned about certain issues,
yeah,
go to those meetings.
How come? Just put it on Facebook.
Facebook likes are cool.
Yeah.
But you're not really doing what you need to do. Go to those meetings. You have objections to it, go to those meetings. So if that does come and then you know they're having a meeting about it, and you have something to say about it, find out when the meeting is, go in there, and if you're given your chance to speak, have something productive to say of why you object or you agree with it. But you have to go to those type of meetings to voice your opinion. This is coming from the unofficial mayor of Ocean City.
It's not as fun. It's not as fun. You can just do like a video, record it, and upload it.
Yeah, right?
Talk your trash.